I thought our week was a good week. I thought last night our meetings were very well done. I think we came in here and we tried hard. We worked hard at it. We have obviously a very bad formula going right now in that we're having trouble stopping people. And our offense doesn't hold the ball at all to give our defense a chance to catch their breath. You know, we've had two games in a row, pretty much the exact same scenario with 47 offensive snaps last week, 41 this week. The other guy had double, you know, 40 minutes, almost 40 minutes time of possession. So, you know, as I told the players, it's a very difficult time for all of us. I take full responsibility for this team. I am the head coach. What has happened over the course of the last couple of weeks, very difficult to explain. You know, we have a resounding win against New Orleans and feel real good about ourselves. And then I have no explanation as to why we're in the position that we're in. We're playing a lot of people. We're putting a lot of people in position where they need to make plays. And quite frankly, right now, we're not making any. We're not making any plays on defense. We didn't make any plays necessarily on special teams, although we did a pretty good job of controlling a very, very good returner, whether it be a kickoff return or field or a punt return. And so we did a decent job of that. But that's all. I mean, we did nothing offensively, and we certainly didn't do anything to help our cause on the defensive side of the ball either. If we get in the playoffs, we would deserve to make them. Coach, that's very remote right now. You know, I don't know exactly what it is. It's a knee, and he wasn't able to go back. And Chris Canty was playing hard, and he made some plays for us. He did.
Tom, you said even as recently as 3 weeks ago where you were, you just said remote now. I mean, can you describe sort of your emotions over that stretch in AFR?
No, I would stay away from that. I feel badly for everybody in that locker room, to be honest with you, because I'm sure that none of them are, you know, they can figure this thing out either. You know, we don't look like a well-oiled machine offensively at all, and you know, we certainly have had our struggles in and out with people, but still, that's not an excuse. A very long way from being the team that played New Orleans.
Tom, did the Ravens pass protection do anything different than you? No. Maybe going in?
No.
No.
Wasn't anything to do with scheme, now. You know, I'd like to say it was, but I think they threw I think what they did when they came out and went strictly up-tempo, I think probably one series or a half a series we were scrambling around, but then we adjusted to that tempo. I think they tried to do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball and made it pretty much that we couldn't just go up and snap it. We had to recognize different people and then identify them for pass protection, and that kind of slowed us down a little bit. But other than that, I didn't see – they did pressure us. That was their plan, and they did a good job of it. It's difficult, very difficult, you know, very, very difficult. A lot of proud guys in that locker room that are looking, you know, to me or for answers, and the answers are not easy ones.
Is that especially true on defense? Because like 3 weeks in a row they've had trouble stopping people and you know, a lot of the same players from what was a pretty good defense last year.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's just defense now. I would have to say the offense is – far, very far from where we would hope to be.
Coach, you obviously led some teams that made these late season surges. Now, why is this team different?
We weren't able to get it done. We don't have the momentum going. We came into this circumstance and we knew it very well, but we're not playing anywhere near that type of football right now. And when it happened for us last year, this particular game, the 15th game, we had a spark. We really had a great spark, whether you want to say it was the Victor Cruz 99-yarder or whatever it was. But it really invigorated our team, And then the way that we played, and then we prepared ourselves for the next week and played very well the next week and gained in confidence. It's not a very confident group right now, and it's very difficult. You know, it's one of those things in any profession that you have to earn the confidence. You just don't talk about it. You know, sometimes I get tired of talking. You do have to go on the field by yourself, the 11 of you out there, because everyone else is over here, and accomplish that. And we're certainly not doing that. But otherwise, I wouldn't even offer an explanation for that.
How were you satisfied with the effort and the mental points that your players were
out? You know what? I wanted to. We spent a lot of time working on that, type of the preparation, to get the great effort, to be in the right place mentally. And we talked about, you know, no matter what happened, if there were some disappointing things happening in the game, we were going to fight our way all the way through. And I can tell you, I wasn't disappointed in that part. I really wasn't. We talk a lot about playing above the X's and O's, but we're flatline right now. We're not playing anywhere near with any kind of execution that we want. So it's very difficult to say above the X's and O's. You know, we got the third down play that Victor Cruz made the catch there to give us a first down to allow us to go ahead and push the ball in with this last touchdown. But, you know, was that a play that created a spark? Probably not. Well, it's incredibly. I wouldn't even attempt to even explain it right now. I emotionally, I probably don't have the wherewithal to do that. You fight your whole year off, literally, from the time one tournament ends to the next. All your sights are on getting in this thing. You can't make a mark for your team unless you get in it. And so we fought so long and fought so hard, and we had our ups and downs, and we were sitting where we could determine our own fate, and we let that get away from us. So I'm very disappointed.
So considering what this team's goals are and what you've been through, is this going to be a tough team?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of pride in that room. And, we'll certainly have some guys nicked up that maybe the decision will be made that they wouldn't be able to go. I don't know about that yet. But we've had a lot of guys with lingering stuff that hopefully it's not beyond being able to line up. But I think there's great pride in that locker room, and we certainly all know that 9-7 is better than 8-8.
Are you clear about the scenario now? What you need for it?
No, and I'm not concerned about it, really. I mean, I want to see us play well. I mean, that's always been my thing. If we play well, if we give great effort and play well, everything else takes care of itself. That's not the case right now. We're not playing very well. Well, he's obviously would probably be the first one to tell you that he wish it was better.
Is he healthy?
I think so.
Tom, when you talk about confidence, when you look at two of your relatively recent games of the Packers and Saints, why do you think those impressive results didn't make?
I don't know that. That's a very good question, and I don't have the answer for that. I would have thought, to be honest with you, that and the only thing I would go back as far to would be the New Orleans game. I mean, there it is. But to go and score 52 points and then turn around and get shut out and then score 14, it's kind of difficult to explain. You would think that when you score that kind of points, that would be great confidence. Now, the other guy has something to do about it, too, you know.